Freeman has directed numerous publishing companies that choose to reduce the world in Cabo District of Central Province to address the dust pollution caused by trucks transporting material from the mining area. Then Acting Director General Christopher Maynard states the agency has received numerous complaints from residents over dust emissions, flying stones and noise pollution linked to the movement of trucks around the world. Christopher Maynard says that they have summoned 10 mineral processing companies operating in the area and held a meeting in Lusaka yesterday, which resolved to implement short, medium and long-term interventions to curb the pollution. The short-term measures include dust suppression using water bowsers along a 6-kilometer stretch of Murungusu Road from the Great North Road Junction for the next 1 month, while medium-term interventions will involve the use of dust bounding materials, and the long-term solution will be the upgrading of Murungusu Road to determine standards. Zuma has also directed the company to cover their tracks and observe speed limits to prevent materials from falling off during transportation, while warning that it will intensify compliance monitoring and take enforcement action against any form of non-compliance.
Zuma has received numerous complaints from the residents on Murungusu Road containing dust emissions, flying stones and noise pollution due to movement of materials on Murungusu Road. In accordance with the Environmental Management Act, Chapter 04 of the Laws of Zambia, ZEMA is mandated to do all such things as are necessary to safeguard human health and the environment. The agency summoned 10 mineral processing companies operating in the meeting involved to implement short-term, medium and long-term interventions. The short-term interventions include dust suppression using water bowsers, which will cover a stretch of 6 kilometers.
Police have apprehended 27 suspected prohibited immigrants believed to be Ethiopian nationals during an intelligence-led operation in the Mandela area of Lusaka. The spokesperson Greg Richard says the operation was carried yesterday around 4:30 hours after officers received the information from members of the public that a white Toyota hire company had was ferrying illegal immigrants along the Mandela Kenya Road. Mr. Kennedy says when police met him, the driver stopped the vehicle and fled into a nearby bush together with another unidentified male passenger, leaving the vehicle behind. According to police, a search of the vehicle leads to the discovery of 27 males aged between 15 and 30 years, all believed to be Ethiopian nationals. The suspects are currently in police custody, while efforts continue to apprehend the driver and the other suspects who escaped. Mr. Kennedy says the Department of Immigration has been engaged to assist with joint investigations and screening, while the children have been handled in line with the Children's Court Act.
The Zambia Police Service in Lusaka apprehended 27 suspected registered immigrants believed to be Ethiopian nationals during an intelligence-led operation conducted in the area on May 22, 2020, around 4:30 AM. Upon noticing police officers at a distance, the driver stopped the vehicle and immediately fled into a nearby bush together with another unidentified male passenger abandoning the vehicle. The search of the vehicle led to the discovery of 27 male individuals aged between 15 and 30 believed to be Ethiopian nationals who were found inside the motor vehicle. The Department of Immigration has been engaged to facilitate joint investigation and screening procedures, and the Department of Social Welfare has also been engaged.
A joint team of officers from the Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company and Clean Trains Company has conducted an intensive onboarding exercise in Kamala as part of the official rollout of the Clean City Waste Management Project app, a digital platform designed to improve trash management, mapping and level collection. The Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company Public Relations Officer Cyril Matanga says that the new application is being introduced to digitize client registration and capture the exact locations and business names of traders and other service users. Ms. Matanga says the app is also expected to strengthen waste collection monitoring by tracking areas where waste has been collected or remains unattended, while at the same time improving account monitoring by showing what each client owes in real time. He says the platform will further enhance communication between the company and each client by allowing information to be shared instantly and enabling users to submit feedback without delay. The onboarding exercise with Mara is the fourth meeting that the first phase of the rollout with the Central Business District and Winter Interior Zone expected to follow. Commissioner Kamba has urged traders and business owners in the targeted areas to cooperate with auditors, complete their digital onboarding and settle outstanding payments through the app as the company shifts towards more efficient and transparent risk management operations. 13 pupils at Matipula Secondary School in Songo District have been hospitalized after two fellow pupils allegedly administered a noxious substance. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi has confirmed that the incident occurred yesterday between 09:30 and 10 hours. Mr. Chilabi says the matter was reported by a 43-year-old teacher acting on behalf of the school administration after the suspected substance was sprayed into a classroom where pupils were attending lessons. He says the incident was first noticed when two female pupils exited the classroom and collapsed shortly afterwards, while a third pupil also fell ill soon after. Teachers responded quickly and evacuated all pupils from the classroom after confirming the suspected nursing incident. Mr. Kibari says the two male pupils, aged 17 and 18, suspected to have carried out the act, have since been arrested, while a third male pupil believed to have supplied the substance is still on the run. The Federal Police officers recovered the body suspected to have contained the substance, which has been secured for forensic examination. Meanwhile, of the 13 affected pupils, 8 have been discharged from Songo District Hospital, while 5 remain admitted in stable condition as investigations continue.
It is alleged that 2 male pupils, aged 17 and 18, sprayed a suspected noxious gas substance into a classroom where pupils were present. Preliminary investigations indicate that the incident was first observed when 2 female pupils exited the classroom and collapsed shortly after. A third female pupil also collapsed soon after. Teachers immediately responded and evacuated 4 pupils from the classroom after confirming a suspected gas incident. The investigation led to the identification and apprehension of the 2 male pupils. They are currently in police custody assisting investigations. It is further alleged that said male pupil, suspected of supplying the substance used in the incident, left the school premises after the incident occurred.
The opposition Tongue for Panazi Alliance has disclosed that it successfully filed nomination papers for all 29 parliamentary seats, 15 district council chairperson positions, and 188 ward council positions across Eastern Province. Eastern Province Council Alliance Chairman Martin Foma says the achievement was made possible through unity, cooperation, and dedication from leaders and members at all levels, working in consultation with traditional church and local leadership. Mr. Foma says the alliance has fielded credible, capable, and competitive candidates who are ready to serve the people, and that the outcome demonstrates the opposition grouping's readiness for the forthcoming general elections. He says that as the alliance encountered challenges in some districts during the 3-day nomination process, but remained focused and resilient, eventually succeeding in fielding candidates across the province. Mr. Foma has also praised the Electoral Commission of Zambia for conducting the nomination exercise in a professional and transparent manner, while expressing hope that the Commission will maintain fairness and neutrality as the country moves closer to the polls.
The alliance has successfully fielded candidates in all the blame that the member received in Eastern Province, 15 district council chairperson position and 108.